You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Yukon communities and beyond. Our program is presented by Junction Arts and Music, and I am JoJo Gerner. Today we present multilingual jazz vocalist, songwriter, and storyteller Fawn Fritzen from Whitehorse, Yukon. This busy mother of two spends her days working as a workshop facilitator and marketing specialist. During her free time, though, she enjoys following her passion as a musician. Having a multicultural background, Fawn grew up speaking Mandarin Chinese as well as German and French. When she first entered kindergarten in Thunder Bay, Ontario, however, she barely spoke a word of English. But as children do, she soon caught up. Throughout her career, Fawn has lived and performed all over the country, including all three of Canada's Northern Territories. She proudly embodies Canada's diversity with her mixed cultural roots by incorporating her three ancestral languages into her songs. Raised on folk, classical, and musical theater, Fawn was a latecomer to jazz, but the bug bit her hard, and she quickly made a name for herself as a jazz vocalist. In 2014, Fawn won the Julian Award of Excellence for Emerging Jazz Artists. The Julian Award for Excellence is named for Patrick Julian, a longtime member of the board of the Coastal Jazz and Blues Society in Vancouver, British Columbia. Her personal and artistic life came to a crossroad when her marriage ended in 2015. This spurred a period of deep reflection that changed the direction of her music. She grappled with the forces that had shaped her life decisions, perfectionism, Catholicism, and anxiety, among others. The Me Too movement further strengthened her sense of responsibility to give voice to real human stories. Knowing how music can play a crucial role in shaping societies, she felt compelled to write music about issues that matter, which is reflected in her latest album, How to Say Sorry and Other Lessons, released in 2020. In September 2021, Fawn performed at Village Bakery in Haines Junction, Yukon, on their outdoor stage, and was joined by Toby Moisey on flutes, Alexander James on guitar and cajon, and Andrea McColeman on keyboard and percussion. Jam Live had the privilege of recording this event and is bringing it to you now. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Even with your burdens weighing down
your heavy heart and feet. I could be your sunshine if you let me love you. Baby, I could make your life so sweet.
Don't know me. My name is Fawn Fritzen. Hi. There are familiar faces and some unfamiliar faces, and some people, you know, it's just my brain. It's not your fault. I don't remember. My mother is Chinese. She grew up in Taiwan. My father is German with a French grandmother. So I have many roots, and we'll bring some of that tonight as well, but not until later. So for now, we're going to go into some money-making music. Yeah. Never know what I'm going to say when I get this microphone.
A long time ago, a million years BC, the best things in life were absolutely free. But no one appreciated a sky that was always blue. And no one congratulated they must vanish now and then, and you must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms were made for, and you shouldn't be down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear a
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
Thank you.
feeling nice and warm up here. So, sorry, was somebody saying something? Oh, yay, thank you. Yeah, that's right. That warms us up, too. More compliments. It's awesome. Oh, yeah. No, this is just such a, I think this is maybe my ninth year coming to the bakery to play in the summer, if we call it summer. So, yeah, it's a favorite place to come and always just such a beautiful vibe. And delicious food. Wasn't that great? Oh, my gosh. Toby Moisey on flute, Alex James on guitar and bongos, and Andrew McColeman on piano.
What a day it has been. What a rare mood I'm in. It's almost like being love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. It's almost like being in love. And the music of life seems to me like a bell that is ringing.
Toby.
being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing, ringing just for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling, I swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
So much fun. Thanks for trading with me, Toby. That's so much fun. Little musical conversation. I don't get to do that very often. This is, yeah, I've only played with Toby in jams before, so it's like one tune or two tunes, and then it's like, it's over. I just want more. So it's such a treat to get a whole evening of it. Okay. Oh, yes, Autumn Leaves. We're going to do Autumn Leaves. This is probably one of the first jazz standards that I ever got to learn. And actually, this was my other gateway tune into jazz. Did anybody ever watch the movie The Whole Nine Yards? Yes. Yeah, with Bruce Willis? Yes, Bruce Willis. And a lot of that movie takes place in Montreal. And there's a scene that takes place in Biddle's House of Jazz, which is an actual place that existed in Montreal, although it doesn't anymore. And Stephanie Biddle, the daughter of the man who founded the place, is singing in that movie. She sings Autumn Leaves in The Whole Nine Yards. And I heard her singing it, and I was like, I could sing this music. I love this. This would be great for me. I would love that. Anyway, that was my other gateway into like, oh, yeah, maybe I actually kind of do like this jazz stuff. So here's Autumn Leaves. The autumn leaves of red.
nous ressemblons.